You'd better believe in God in the state of Maryland if you aspire to public office or to serve on a jury. Conversely, it's the law of the land that you should mention that you're an atheist if you want to get out of jury duty in that state. Even though 50 years ago, Maryland inspired the Supreme Court decision that struck down religious tests for public office, the state constitution in Maryland still has language specifically banning atheists from holding office or serving on a jury. Is this a typo in the Maryland Constitution or a doctrine hiding in the fine print? Joining me is Maryland State Senator and Democratic Majority Whip Jamie Raskin. He's also professor of constitutional law at American University. Senator, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, John. I'm delighted to be with you.
So is this a doctrine that needs to be changed? And are you leading the charge to actually erase this language from the Constitution?
Well, the Supreme Court decided 53 years ago in Torcaso versus Watkins that this provision is unconstitutional and unenforceable. So it's a dead letter. It's kind of junk in our constitutional attic that's just hanging around. And there are a bunch of atheists and secularists who are now saying that it's time to get rid of the provision, just to wipe it out. And it's hard to see how they're wrong.
And the secularist community or the atheist community, are they a legitimate, large, important constituency in the state of Maryland?
Well, you know, I've learned a lot more about this since people started contacting me. But actually, the fastest growing group of people in the religious spectrum are the non-religious. Now, it's not being enforced. I don't know that anybody is being prevented from running for public office or prevented from serving on a jury or prevented from being a witness. But it simply doesn't make sense to have it in our Constitution, and we should clean it up at the next available opportunity. In Maryland, we actually have the opportunity to have a constitutional rewrite every 10 years. And if we decide to have a state constitutional meeting and convention, then this is something I think that we should clean up very quickly as a gesture of respect and equality towards all of our constituents.
A quick comment on the procedure here, which you sort of have mentioned. Is there consistency state to state around the nation? I imagine there are a lot of cases in which language in state constitutions has been rendered completely, you know, moot by Supreme Court decisions. Does it require a full constitutional amendment to get such language out of the state constitution, whether we're talking about Maryland or Washington State or Florida?
You know, it's interesting. There are different ways that constitutional provisions can be rendered void. A state Supreme Court could do it. Our state Supreme Court did not do it in this case when it was first challenged, but then the U.S. Supreme Court can do it. And at that point, the language becomes ineffective, but it's still there. So theoretically, if the U.S. Supreme Court were ever to change its mind, it would spring back to life. But, you know, there's language still hanging around in the U.S. Constitution that has been repealed by implication, like the three-fifths clause, the notorious provision saying that the slave should be counted as three-fifths of a person. That was overruled essentially by the 13th Amendment abolishing slavery and the 14th Amendment equal protection clause. But the language is still there. So this is a case where, again, the language is unconstitutional. It's unenforceable. And when we have the opportunity to clean it up, we should. And, you know, this came to my attention because there are constituents who just think that it's an insult and it's an affront. Actually, it's a special irony that we've got one in Maryland because our state was created by Catholics who were fleeing a religious test oath in Virginia and in England. The first Lord Baltimore, George Calvert, was someone who refused to take the oath of supremacy to the Protestant Church of England. And he came to Maryland, and we have been the free state ever since. And I guess at some point, free meant, well, you just swore some belief in God, but not to a specific church. But of course, we have people who pray to many gods or who have a different name for God and people who don't pray to any god at all. And Maryland is for everybody.
Historical baggage hanging around in state constitutions, in this particular case, the state of Maryland. Jamie Raskin is Democratic Majority Whip for the Maryland State Senate and Professor of Constitutional Law at American University. Jamie, thanks so much.
Delighted to be with you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.